DeepEnglish.com.
Joe Cross was fat, sick, and nearly dead. He was a successful businessman with lots of money, but his body was falling apart. He was very overweight, his energy was terrible, and he had a rare disease called urticaria. This disease caused him to have painful rashes all over his body. After suffering with many health problems for years, he had enough. Every day he took many types of medicine for his health problems. He reached his limit and couldn't take it anymore. He was tired of being fat. He was tired of being sick, and he didn't want to die. He looked bad, and more importantly, he felt bad. He wanted to feel healthy again, so he decided to take drastic action. He decided to go on a 2-month juice fast. He ate no food and only drank fresh fruit and vegetable juice for 60 days. This decision transformed his life and the lives of many people he met along the way. Joe is an Australian, but he decided to do his juice fast in America. Joe loved America and all the greasy, fatty, delicious American food. He knew that temptation would be everywhere, but he wanted the challenge. Joe decided to travel around America during his fast and talk to Americans about food and juice fasting. He wanted to share his experience, so he brought a cameraman with him and made a movie called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. After a short time, Joe began losing weight and feeling great. He took his juice machine with him on the road, making juice out of the back of his car. Along the way, Joe stopped and talked to people about what they were eating. Joe told them about his juice fast. Some people thought he was crazy, but most people liked talking to him. Joe was the kind of guy that made friends wherever he went. He didn't judge people or tell them they were eating wrong. He just talked to them about what he was doing and how he was feeling healthier from drinking juice. Americans love junk food. Most of the people Joe talked to knew that these junk foods were slowly killing them, but they had no hope. They knew it wasn't healthy, but they were addicted to the fat, addicted to the sugar, and addicted to the salt. Many of them said they didn't expect to live long, but this was their way of life. They knew that the way they were eating was unhealthy, but they felt powerless to change. Joe understood how these people felt. Most Americans need to eat more nutritious foods, but food isn't just nutrition. Food is culture. Food is a big part of how we live our lives. We start our day with food. We take a break in the middle of the day and eat at our jobs. And then we go home and eat again. And of course, we don't just eat to live. Some people eat to relax. Other people eat to feel better when they are sad. And most people eat to celebrate. Food is a big part of parties, holidays, and festivals. Most importantly, food is something we share with our friends and family. We eat with the people we love. Food is so much a part of culture, it's hard for people to make big changes. Not everyone Joe met felt powerless. He met some people that were also ready to change their food and change their lives. One of those people was Phil Staples, a truck driver. Like Joe, Phil was fat, sick, and nearly dead. And he also had to take medicine for the same rare disease, urticaria. He was 195 kilograms. He was a big bear of a man. He became so fat that he was in terrible pain. His back hurt, his knees hurt, his legs hurt. He was carrying so much weight that he could barely walk. He was a truck driver, so he spent most of the day sitting and driving. The only walking he could do was the short distance from his truck to the truck stop restaurant where he ate his greasy junk food. Even this short walk was very painful. He was so fat that he couldn't play with his kids and was ashamed for them to see him. Phil was only about 40 years old, but the doctors told him that if he continued his unhealthy lifestyle, he would die an early death. Joe taught Phil how to do a juice fast, and after Phil got started, he began to lose weight and lose the pain he was feeling all over his body. In 60 days, he had lost 44 kilograms. He felt great, but he didn't want to stop. He needed to start eating food again, but not the typical American diet. The average American eats 30% meat, 60% processed foods, 5% whole grains, and just 5% fresh fruits and vegetables. The 90% of meat and processed foods are so overcooked that most of the nutrition is lost. This diet has made Americans some of the most unhealthy and overweight people in the world. Most of the nutrients that we need to keep our bodies healthy is in fresh fruits and vegetables, but Americans eat very little of these healthy foods. Without these nutrients, people like Phil develop digestion problems, blood problems, and eventually have heart attacks or get cancer. The 5% of fresh fruits and vegetables that the average American eats is just not enough. Phil and Joe brought that 5% to 100% during their 60-day juice fast. They supercharged their bodies with a large amount of nutrients to help them heal quickly, but they knew that it was only the beginning. Doing a juice fast wasn't a quick fix. It was just a way to help their bodies heal quickly. To stay healthy, they had to make permanent changes to the way they ate and lived their life. After the fast, they still ate the occasional junk food, but they focused on mainly eating fresh fruits and vegetables. They both are now much healthier and do short 10-day juice fast a few times a year. They no longer have to take medicine for their urticaria and other health problems. They have lower cholesterol and lower blood pressure and more energy. They both have become healthy on the inside and outside, but Phil made the biggest improvement. After his 2-month fast and then about 6 months of eating mainly fruits and vegetables, he went from being a big bear of a man at 195 kilograms to only weighing 135 kilograms. When he started his fast, it was painful and difficult for him to walk even a short distance. He was so fat, he was ashamed to see his children. Now he runs and plays football with his son. Phil quit his job as a truck driver and now gives workshops inspiring other people to also change their food and change their life. Check out Joe's movie, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, to learn more.